Good morning. Everything has its beginning in thought. The invasion of Kuwait first began in the mind of Saddam Hussein. And people everywhere have been horrified, and rightly so, at the subsequent violence and terror and the dehumanizing atrocities inflicted on the Kuwaiti people. And while we may remind ourselves that violence, murder, rape, and plunder occur in the towns and cities of Britain and America, even in peacetime, it makes the agony of Kuwait no less horrifying. But no doubt, it's also true that there were many kindnesses shown by Iraqis to people in Kuwait. Some, not all, of the hostages who returned to this country before Christmas had such favorable stories to tell. It's sometimes forgotten that Jesus lived the whole of his life on this earth in an occupied country. He never experienced freedom and independence from the rule and yoke of the occupying power. We know that power could be brutal and ruthless, especially when its law and authority were questioned. We also know that individual Romans could show considerable kindness and consideration to the Jewish people. Now, the Jews were fervent nationalists. The presence of the Romans was not only an affront to their nation, but also an insult to their God. It is then of interest how Jesus, a Jew, responded. What was his thinking in this situation? Jesus advocated neither appeasement nor violence, but rather the use of a positive spirit that would radically change the whole situation. If the Roman soldier commands you to carry his kit for 1 mile, as the law entitled him to do, carry it for 2 miles. Many of his contemporaries advocated the overthrow of Rome by violence. We know that violence did break out from time to time, and that Jesus made enemies because he refused to be associated with the terrorists. Less than a week before his crucifixion, he wept over Jerusalem, saying that the way of violence could only bring about the destruction of the city and widespread misery to its people. And all because, he said, you do not understand the things that make for peace. In 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed. Have we yet learned the things that make for peace? Well, it's a thought.